Jazz 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Hurricane Beryl plows toward Jamaica, people along the Texas Gulf Coast are getting ready. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Computer models point to a tropical storm Beryl making landfall early next week in Mexico. For South Texas, that means possible flooding.
We've got 18-wheeler loads of sandbags as we speak en route to Claiborne County.
County Executive Rudy Madrid says two special buildings are stocked up and ready for evacuees.
Our FEMA domes have been on alert now.
The domed shelters, paid for largely by FEMA, double as gymnasiums until severe weather strikes. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Nearly a week after the presidential debate, the Democratic Party is doing some soul searching, some now publicly calling on President Biden to step aside. The president telling a Virginia fundraiser last night it wasn't smart to travel internationally ahead of the debate, also telling donors that's not an excuse but an explanation. Heat alerts issued for 21 states from Washington State to Florida. This is ABC News. That's sick. At the White House today, a Medal of Honor ceremony honoring two of the men who took part in a daring mission for the Union in the Civil War.
In April 1862, the group known as Andrews Raiders, 18 Union soldiers and two civilians, hijacked a Confederate train in Georgia called the General, deep in enemy territory. Their plan? Drive the General north and destroy the train tracks along the way, cutting off a vital Confederate supply line. But the daring mission was unsuccessful. The men were forced to abandon the train. Some escaped, but others were captured and executed, including Philip Shadrach and George Wilson. Today, President Biden set to bestow the award on Shadrach and Wilson.
That's ABC's Christian Cordero in Washington. Descendants of both will be there for the ceremony. One of the most critically endangered species on the planet is getting a little bit of a boost. Born in a zoo in Chile, the southern white rhino. Experts say the male calf is just the ninth one born anywhere on Earth in the last year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
In the words of Dwight D. Eisenhower, freedom has its life in the hearts, the actions, the spirit of men, and so it must be daily earned and refreshed, else like a flower cut from its life-giving roots, it will wither and die. This message made possible by Greenway House Bed and Breakfast, an historic bed and breakfast in Green Lake. Book your visit today by calling 920-379-0033. Greenway House is a proud supporter of the United States military.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The new chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is on the job. James Beebe started work Monday. He replaces Joe Gao, who was fired last December for making online pornography with his wife. Gao is still fighting to keep his tenured professorship at UWL. The Biden administration wants to increase tariffs on $18 billion worth of imports from China. Arthur Stamoulis is with the Trade Justice Education Fund. He says the CHIPS Act and the Inflation Reduction Act have been good for American manufacturing.
There were more new factories built in the U.S. in 2023 than at any point in the last three decades. And these tariffs are going to help protect that investment.
Stamoulis says the tariff plan would safeguard good-paying American jobs from unfair competition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks and their new draft picks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, A.J. Johnson and Tyler Smith, both just 19 years old. So why do the Bucks have six young, underdeveloped players on their roster right now? GM John Horst.
The balance is intentional. You know, we've got really great core depth at the top. We've got young veterans that can come in and help and contribute like they did last year, and we're going to add more to this team through free agency.
Baseball. The Brewers with a 4-3 win over the Rockies in Denver last night. Bryce Terang with a sacrifice fly to right, dropped by the Rockies' Hunter Goodman. Jeff Levering with the call, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Popped him up, shallow right, and the right fielder lost it. It's going to fall. Bell. Terang hustling for second base, and he is in, and this game is tied.
The Brewers came up with walks to load the bases. Reese Hoskins beamed to force the winning run.
We didn't get the big hit. We pecked away like, you know, like little woodpeckers and came up with enough.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 64. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning with a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 84. More rain and thunderstorms will be likely tomorrow night and again on Friday. Our high Friday, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate for the 8th District here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour two of Mino the Mayor, although Mino is off the grid somewhere up in the UP with his brother. And Gizmo is in the house. And
good day.
Yes, Gizmo. Everybody knows you as Gizmo, but
good
you're...
Day. Good day. Good day. Thinking about what are those guys' names from Canada?
Oh, good day, Bob and Doug McKenzie.
That's right.
Good day.
Good day, eh?
Good day.
All right. It's a great day, and a great day tomorrow, too, coming up. Hey, but this is a great day. Look at the weather. Todd, we've been doing this for a year. It's the first time I think I've seen it tied. Green Bay, 66. Appleton, 66. Oshkosh, 66.
Yes, sir.
A tie. Now, John would tell you what football player was that, but I have no idea.
He'd be on it.
Hey, we got a nice text in. Last hour, we were talking about the 4th of July and the Revolutionary War and how great these 56 guys were and the leadership team and why they did what they did and the grievances. And then a text came in. It said, Todd, please let Jim know that there's a great board game called Revolution that he would love to play with his kids when they're home. And he said that he's available at Gnome Games, I believe. So, Brian, thank you for that. I'm getting too hung up on that day, but I just love it. I love Thanksgiving, right? I think the other thing I like about it is you don't have to buy gifts. The kids come home, your friends come over. I love to grill and fireworks. Who doesn't like fireworks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's free. Like, you don't spend a lot of money. You do on food, but, you know, I don't know. They said the hot dog of choice. I don't know if you heard that yesterday, Mark, but like by far the I asked my wife, I said, what do you think the number one consumption of food is on the 4th of July? And she said, watermelon, which I think could be right. Yeah. I mean, we do the cubes, you know, and some people do different things with that. And of course, ice cream's big, but yeah, it is. It's definitely hands down 150 million hot dogs. Tomorrow.
Hot dogs. Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
So
on the Super Bowl, it's actually guacamole, I believe, is one of the top.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Mark Houston's over there shaking his head like shame.
So we got the health guy
guacamole.
We got the health guy in the house. Mark Houston, who is with Bellin Sports Medicine, and this guy and his organization, Bellin, really lean into sports and at all levels, right? Some of us older people and then middle-aged, but you really focus on the youth. And, you know, the 4th of July, to me, I was saying yesterday, is like the beginning of summer. You know, but the back-to-school stuff is going to start. Can you believe that? That's like the most depressing thing for, like, when I was a kid. It was like the obituaries when the back-to-school sales started.
Sadly, I think they start coming out in, like, May and June now, you know, before you even start it.
But anyway, kids got to enjoy their summer, but how about some tips for kids? Because a lot of them are thinking about sports. And, you know, God bless them for doing that. I think it's great.
Yeah, and thanks for having me, Jim and Gizmo. You know, I think the biggest thing, probably what we should start with, is just taking that time away. 4th of July is a great way. The way it sets up this year, take the time off.
Oh, yeah.
Take a break. Take Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Hang out with family. Don't do anything. Don't work. I mean, if you want to work out, you can work out. But, you know, we're pushing kids every single weekend and so many nights during the week. Take some time off and just relax. You know, don't do anything.
Would you do me a favor, given you're like the medical and are you? I don't know if you're a doctor, but you're big into medical. You've been a trainer. Would you write a note to my trainer and tell him that you said I should take Friday off because he doesn't want to give me Friday off, and I think I should take it off. I go. He was on yesterday, and I train 3 days a week, and I would like Friday off. So could you do that before you leave? Write me that little note like Obama just did for that kid one time.
Scribble my name so no one knows who it is.
You guys can't read your signatures anyway. No, I think that's good to take a break.
And, yeah, time to take time. There's in the show Pippin that I'm in, one of the main songs that carries through the show is time to take time. Take time to enjoy life, basically, and because spring will turn to fall before you know it.
Yeah.
You know? And
it does. It happens quick, but it's, you know, it's like, and it doesn't matter, you know, when that 4th of July falls. I mean, it just gives you a break, you know, and I think it tells you time of, you know, my own wife said, I think she's taking off Saturday and Sunday,
you know?
And take that break, take that time away, but because you know it's going to come quick before we do hit, you know, late summer and fall and school, and we jump back into it.
Yeah, and there's cool things to do. I mean, it's fun to be at home on the deck, grill. But there's so many things going on in Oshkosh, Appleton, and Green Bay, just and even these smaller communities. And get out and enjoy that and just really forget about kind of the hassles. I mean, you live in a free country. Let's enjoy it for 5 days and not worry about the bills. They'll be there on Monday.
No, it's true. And it comes and happens quick. But, yeah, we have to get ready for, you know, that next step is, one of the things we could talk about is pre-participation exams. And a lot of people say, what are they and what do you need to do?
Yeah.
You know, and it's... I think the biggest thing we have to remember is when kids start sports, and it doesn't matter if you're starting 6th grade, 8th grade, 10th grade, even college, you know, in the state of Wisconsin, and most states do this, is 1 year they want you to get a physical, the next year they want you to get what's called an alternative physical, which is the alternative card is your parents just saying, yes, he's healthy, she can continue on, and so it's like an every other year thing. You know, these pre-participation exams don't replace your wellness checks. You know, my son goes for a wellness check every year right after his birthday and sees his primary care doctor and, you know, and some need to get shots. And it doesn't replace that, you know, but it does say, hey, are they ready for sports? And that could go from checking your vision. Great example, I think I've shared this, is my own son this last year said he was admitting he struggled with vision. I didn't think he did. He ends up going to get an eye exam, and he's now wears glasses. So it's, you know, but if you have a baseball coming at you, or
you want to be able to see it.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, can you see it or can you not? You know? So, but it also checks out, you know, body parts.
Maybe that's why I was so bad at baseball. I needed glasses.
But it's amazing. I had an athlete once in college, you know, Division I soccer player at UW Green Bay. Reading and academics started to struggle because she started getting headaches and, you know, it was kind of like, hey, what else is going on? You're trying to evaluate, hey, do you have a concussion? And you start working through the whole health process, and all of a sudden you send her off, and, you know, primary care says, no, it's not that. We're going to send her to, you know, an eye physician, you know, an optometrist. And all of a sudden they do the test and say, hey, you need glasses for reading. Wow. And she never needed them before. I'm just turned 50, and now they told me, hey, I need cheaters. I need, a reading glass for reading. Right now, I can read that sheet of paper, not a problem. Ask me at 8 o'clock tonight, and it's like, oh, my eyes are, you know, heavy and
tired,
and it's just like, you know. So it's just one of those things. You know, how do you take care of yourself? So these pre-participation exams are done. You know, Bell and Health does them at a lot of different clinics. We have set ones. We've got ones that, when I say set ones, are like a dedicated night that you can go in. You can do a wellness check. We do a lot at our fast care, urgent care locations. You pay cash, and the greatest thing with it is we take those dollars when they're dedicated to this, and we turn them 100% right back out to the schools.
Really?
So, yep. Wow. So last year, I think we donated over about $34,000.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Which is just a great opportunity for schools. You know, schools will get a check this fall from anywhere from $100, $200, to some will get checks for a couple thousand dollars.
That's
fantastic.
I don't know that. As a matter of fact, it's not, I did not know you did that. So someone just calls the desk, whatever, your doctor, and did you say... What do you order?
Yeah, you're just looking for what's called a pre-participation exam, or a lot of times we'll say a sports physical.
Okay, sports physical. My kid play? Yeah. And they could detect something that you just weren't aware of, like you said, the eye thing, or maybe, yeah.
You know, and where we went with some of this stuff with sports physicals, we used to just check out, you know, the body part, you know, the eyes, the vision, can you lift your arms? Do you have strength? Do you have, you know, your legs and your hips? We check out your body. We even advanced to where we, you know, even some of our clinics, and then we also do them at Titleton. They even do a screening for your heart, and it's just an EKG. Your kid lays there, does not hurt anything. They hook up it's a sticky device.
Right.
And it's an EKG, just it reads your heart. And wow. that comes out in a reading. Now what we're trying to look for is a condition with from your heart. Most kids are not going to have this. But if you can catch that one person who may have one of those conditions, we send that off to cardiologists and we can kind of act on it. So
that is awesome.
That's really great.
And can they do that now?
Yep. You can just, you know, it's tied to the pre-participation exams.
What I'm saying is, can a parent call and get their kid in like now? Or is that
okay? So you can, I mean, you go to any of the fast care locations, that's usually one of the easiest because.
Yeah, those things are awesome. They're
open all the time. That's the reason why, you know, we have a lot of dedicated clinics that have a pre-participation night or physical night, which is great. And if it's in your community and you know it's coming, go through it. We love to have it. The fast care locations. The reason I'm bringing this up now is it's July. Our biggest, what we all do not like.
I've been there.
First day of football, and all of a sudden you got 20 kids that are standing there going, hey, I didn't get a physical. No. When your coach or your athletic secretary told you 20 times to get it during the summer, that's exactly why we send them a lot of times fast care, because they're open so much. Our staff is unbelievable for getting these kids in.
I want to give a plug to fast care from a price standpoint, because we have some people that, and look, I understand as a parent, you can panic, and you go to the emergency room, and really, for a bee sting or for a twisted ankle or your kid falls off the skateboard because you told them not to use the jump and they did anyway, those fast cares are awesome. And they'll tell you if you need to go to the doctor there, but you go in there. Something just wasn't that long ago. I was at the shelter and we're in the kitchen and somebody got burned. And it's like, call 911. I'm like, what? Get in my car. And I went over to your place on Comanche.
Yeah.
And it was, the people were so nice, and I think it wasn't that much. They put some gauze on, and I just, what I thought, but, you know, I'm not a doctor, but holy mackerel, had we listened to some of the people that hit the panic button, and it cost us a fortune.
But, Jim, I think I tell that to a lot of people. I say, hey, a lot of times, just take that 30-second deep breath and think.
Yeah.
How urgent is this? How emergency is this? Because you don't need to rush off and sit in the emergency room for maybe 2 or 3 hours. And get small, correct. You know, it's like, hey, we can direct those to an urgent care, fast care. That's what we want to do. So yeah, some great opportunities.
Quality place. All right. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what you would give advice for some of us who really want to enjoy this summer and not get hurt. You know, let's just talk about some things. We talked about walking, but a lot of us are going to start biking. Gizmo, we're going to go over your exercise plan with Mark because...
I definitely need an exercise plan.
He's given up on me and Mino, so we're going to start with you now.
Wouldn't you, though? I mean, at this point?
Yes, I would. We're going to be right back. Our pre-4th of July celebration here at Mino and the Mayor. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest
Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is an awesome song when it comes to
Independence Day,
right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of great songs out there, and I'm sure Todd has them queued up. But, yes, we a lot to celebrate today. Hey, we're here with Bell in Sports Medicine, Mark Hewson, and we're talking about these pre-sports exams that we'd like you to do with your kids. And it's a very cost-effective exam. You go to the urgent cares. This isn't something where you a big event. You just walk in there and say, hey, or you make an appointment and say, look, I want to come in and take this pre-sports exam. And what they're going to do is they're going to look at your student, and just do, are they ready to play sports? Because we're going to start exercising. We're going to start exercising. Kids are always exercising. They're going to start training pretty soon, right? When do they start training? End of July? There's rules on that.
It's August 8th. August 8th, I think, is when football kicks in. So we got about a month.
All right, we got about a month. Let's go get these things done. Walk in there and pay, and then the money goes back to the school, which I think is really cool. Do you know what the pre-sports exam costs?
$20.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's affordable. You know,
And that's Gizmo, that's the reason why we're trying to do it. So almost there's no excuse. I get it.
Right.
Money does get tight. But my point always been is when you have a kid who says, I can't afford a physical, but you look down at their feet and they got $120 pair of Jordans on. It's like, come on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Trust me, we've tried to work with, there are always a few kids that struggle with that. Please talk with your schools. There's ways around it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we want to make sure that these kids go out and exercise, because it's what we kind of talked about is we want people to take that exercise in later on in life. I was one who kind of got away from it. I'm trying to get back in.
Yeah.
You know, at age 15, how do you stay healthy? How do you stay active?
Yeah. But $20, that's cutting one lawn.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Yep.
But
it's like basic CPR training. It's $14 to get the new.
Those are good investments.
Good for two.
This is a good one. All right, Mark. Well, that's great. That's really something to look at and make a goal. It's July 3rd today. So you got the whole month of July since sports really kick off the first week of August or the second week of August. But get your student in there for a pre-sports exam. Go to Fast Care, $20, and the money gets distributed back to the school. So, yeah, this is a no-brainer, but you still got to do it.
Yep.
So
every other year you got to do it. If you don't know, go and check with your schools and ask your secretary, ask your coach, hey, am I due with this?
Right.
I'll admit, there's a lot of people don't remember that, but it's one of those things, check with them. What do you need to turn in for paperwork?
Right.
And make sure it gets done before you start.
Right. For those of us who didn't run the bell in because we were busy, how this summer, I mean, you want to be active. There's so much to do in Northeast Wisconsin and I don't know. Hiking. We this Brittany Marlowe comes on and she's Miss Outdoors. I mean, she's always biking, hiking. I mean, you name it. But I like taking advantage of those things. I mean, I love the outdoors and I just, even in the winter, but more so obviously in the summer, like everybody else. Couple suggestions from Bellin on how we can enjoy that and not get sore and then never want to do it again. I mean, really to enjoy the summer, I think is critical.
I think it's an easy way to start. That when it's nice and sunny and 80 degrees
and you
have great nights or mornings. So we're right down here on the city deck, you know, great afternoon. You could start and walk just the city deck. I think also walking, like don't jump too hard into running and don't say, I'm going to run 5 miles. Cause you run 5 miles. You're probably going to wake up the next day and say, I am so sore.
Right,
I'm not going to do it again.
Why did I do that?
So
right.
I think it's probably two things. I think it's walk and walk. When I say short distance, half mile, mile, start with that for the first week. Do it every other day. The other thing I think is it's starting to watch your nutrition. I'll admit, great example. Last night I'm sitting there, it's about 9 o'clock and I'm like, man, I would love to have some ice cream or a cookie or something like that. But I've gotten where I'm taking that urge and going, nope, don't do it.
Yeah, because self-discipline is tough, you know.
But if you watch, I think as much as people talk about exercise, watching what you eat and when you eat it, you know, having that bowl of ice cream and going back and get that second bowl at 9:30 at night, it doesn't help you out. Mm. I'm not saying to not eat ice cream. I'm saying that maybe you could eat it earlier, like right after dinner, and then curb some of those cravings that you have later on at night. It's tough. It's
so,
you
know, man. So last night, like, I mean, I was thinking that I got home, and here's one of I have too much inventory of food. You know, not like I have some good food, right? The lettuce and fruit, and I buy that every few days. But I made those pizzas, and I had a whole assembly line. It was awesome. I had that. All the ingredients. So I had like 17 pizzas, different kinds, meat lovers, vegetarian, shrimp, you name it. And last night I thought, you know what? I was kind of tired. I thought, you, Jim, go to bed, right? It was like 8 o'clock, 8:30. And I can go to bed that early because I get up, you know, pretty early. But I went and got a pizza. And I'll just tell you the key, though. I mentioned this before, but you got to cook it at 500 degrees is what I cook my pizza at. And because that's like if you go to buy a pizza in a store, in a restaurant, I mean, those ovens are hotter than hell, you know?
And 600 degrees. A friend of mine actually owns the Algoma Pizza Bowl. They have a nice, that's up in Algoma, obviously, but they have a nice big, one of those big ceramic things.
Oh, yeah.
600 degree oven, yeah. It cooks it in like 8 minutes.
Yeah, you know? It does. You should really let it thaw, but I didn't.
Right. Ideally.
I don't plan that far ahead when I have
You're just hungry.
But it was really, really good. And I wish I wouldn't have had it. But it was, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to make up for it today. I'm working out at 10 today. So.
So here's the other thing. What I tell people is sometimes those urges come up. Don't eat the whole thing.
Yeah, I tried
have
that
a bite.
Too.
But, you know, have those one or two slices.
Because
I used to be that way. Used to work events just like John. And you know what? You'd be like, it's 9:30, 10 o'clock. I'm done with my event. I'm going to grab a burger or pizza.
Yeah.
And then you woof the whole thing down. And then you're wondering why at 11:30, you're like, I am wide awake I feel like I got concrete.
But the problem with pizza is it's the whole thing. You know, like I got to freeze smaller just slices.
Huh?
Well, no, we're going to grab 8 of those out. So if I
that's right, 12 slices. Yeah,
so grab 12 of those and put them in the oven. But anyway, I that discipline is it's hard.
It is.
And you get older. I mean, these kids, much healthier, much more energy.
Metabolism changes.
Right, it's great.
Yeah.
But I do want to have a healthy summer.
But I think if you can get started during the summer, when it is nice, I think it does make it easier when we get to the fall and it gets cooler.
Yeah.
And then it gets to the winter. Guess what? We still have trails that are open.
Yeah.
You talked about, you know, like going out hiking.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many great places. I've gone out on January 1st. We've taken my wife and I have taken my son up to Highcliff down in Appleton.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of trails that even if it snows, there's a lot of traffic out there. You can put on some boots, put on some gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it may be cold, but you can be active, get out. I get it. It's for an hour, but it's like, you know what? Those are fun times.
And this time of year, it's kind of easier. I shouldn't have had pizza. It's easier to eat healthy. Like we went strawberry picking. The kohlrabis are coming out, which I absolutely love.
Those are great.
Those are great. There's a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, which...
Aren't kohlrabis in a radish family? Is that like a...
I don't know.
Yeah, radish? Probably. Something like that.
Something like that.
Love them.
Yeah, they're good.
So, you know, self-discipline is tough, you know, to try to tell yourself don't eat that late or whatever.
Yeah.
But going back to what you're saying about, you know, going for a walk and all that, I found the biggest hurdle for myself and others is getting out of the house. You know, you're sitting there and you're like, oh man, I know I'm going to do this. And then it's like, once you're out of the house once you've made that hurdle, you never regret it. I mean, I don't know of anybody that says, oh, I got to go for a walk. And then they do. And they're like, I wish I wouldn't have taken that walk. You know, nobody does that. So it always feels good once you do it, once you get out of the house. So that's the biggest leap or hurdle, I think.
And we got a great text. It says, so Mark said ice cream for breakfast. America.
Yeah. See, we can celebrate. No,
one bowl, not two bowls.
Right. Oh, man.
I have cereal at night usually.
That's all right. A lot of people do. Kids do for sure. That cereal's a big thing. But yeah, that pizza, I got to work on this, Mark. But I got to listen to Bell, and you guys know what you're doing. And that pre-sports exam, let's look at that for the month of July. Mark, thank you for coming in. Have a great 4th of July. It's worth celebrating. Like you said, let's enjoy 5 days, not just one.
Happy 4th, guys.
All right.
Happy
4th. Cool. Thank you. All right. We'll see everybody. We're going to be right back. Gizmo and the Mayor.
With so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been every...
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mother Nature has not been showing favor for Wisconsin farmers. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. I may be stating the obvious, but I'll tell you what. On Saturday evening, June 22nd, McFarland Pheasant Farm in Janesville, Wisconsin, the largest pheasant and partridge operation in North America, was hit square on with an F2 tornado. Bill McFarland, owner and operator of McFarland Pheasants, explained some of the damage caused.
We have about 200 acres of pens on our farm, and 16 of the acres, the pens were basically gone. I mean, when we looked Sunday, they were just completely ripped to nothing. So we had a lot ahead of us to take control, not only to see how many birds were killed or dead, but all the escapes we had. We had a lot of pheasants and partridges saying, "Yeehaw, I can get out of here," and they did. They were all over the place, and they still are today. There's still a bunch of them out.
Bill McFarland, McFarland Pheasants, aside from those net acres that they lost in the tornado, four of their major producing barns, 15,000 square foot each, housing 40,000 birds per barn, also collapsed. McFarland says they continue to try to gather the escape birds as best they can, but now those birds have to be quarantined in a separate facility because of their exposure to wild birds and potential avian influenza. Despite all the setbacks, McFarland says they will rebuild and all of their customers that are looking for birds later this fall will be served.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And for the first time in more than a decade, Wisconsin is playing host to the National Brown Swiss Convention. It starts today and runs through Saturday evening at the KI Convention Center in Green Bay. They'll conclude Saturday evening with their national convention sale. Welcome. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 64. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning with a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 84. More rain and thunderstorms will be likely tomorrow night and again on Friday. Our high Friday, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
President John F. Kennedy said, "Let every nation know whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty." This 4th of July, Landscape Solutions by Michael Kirsch would like to thank our members of the armed forces for defending our freedom. For a free estimate on your next home outdoor project, call Landscape Solutions, 920-420-8054, 920-420-8054.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM at...
We'll be right back.
Now, if that doesn't get you going for the fourth, right?
Oh, that's a great song. Great song. Right. Like, I feel like I should come in. Yeah.
I know.
The Bruce right. is loose.
You can sit down now.
I know.
Come in swinging.
Yeah. There's so much great music written for to celebrate America. I mean, it's not specifically for the fourth, but even Philadelphia Freedom, Freebird. I mean, there's just some really cool stuff out there that. So I just mentioned that to Todd this morning. I said, let's kind of. And, you know, takes him 2 seconds to get that stuff ready. It'd take me all day to find the right music. But, we're celebrating. We had a little Ray Charles earlier, and there's just a lot of good stuff. So Mike Jagir is our co-host today because Johnny's off the grid, and he'll be back on Monday.
Good morning.
More commonly known as Gizmo.
Yeah.
And you're theater, but you're mainstay. You're a magician.
I am. You know, magic is a funny craft. Once you get into it, it gets into you. I like saying
right.
that. But,
can just go up to someone and do you like that? That'd be cool to run to you at an airport.
Yeah,
you
know, and I do. I love traveling, actually, because airports are great. You know, I see people from all over the world. And then even the bars
and they're a little
are expensive, but that's a great place to do a little magic. It, people go in there not expecting anything. And then, you know, I've had some pretty amazing moments over the years at airports. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I can say when you did a trick for us, I know last time you were here, that was probably a while ago.
Okay.
You always think up close, you're going to catch it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they can't fool me
and
up close.
That's what I love about up close magic is that if you take the time to put the effort into it, it can really freak people out, you know?
Yeah. How did you do that?
I just think that would be so much fun to run into you. And just, because people, like I said, I think people are a little bit anxious. They want to get where they're going or they're, and to come into you and, I mean, you also have a personality for magic.
I've had some people say, you know, you've made my day. I was having a bad day and then you came over and you did this trick and it made my day. You know?
That's
why I do it. I really do because I know how it makes people feel.
I know we're going to talk to the Melchors about real estate, but I just, were you a little kid when you got into it, or big?
I was about 8 or 9 when I started doing tricks and stuff, and I learned a lot of that magic up north, as we say, you know, because we have a lot of family and cottages and things like that, and we'd go up there for the summer, and we'd be playing cribbage or cards or whatever. Hey, I learned a card trick, and then you know, and then my cousin would have one, and then you know, and then it turned into this sort of every year we'd get together and hey, you got any new card tricks? No, and then. I, for some reason, always was researching and reading books, and always loved it enough to where I'd go out of my way to find something, and then it just sort of took off from there. But.
One more plug for you, magicians. My daughter, who's in medical school, doctor now, but one of the things they did was magic and medicine. Was that the program? Was that the University of Chicago, or was it doc? Anyway, these little kids are anxious.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys go in, and these interns or these student doctors.
I actually have worked at Bellin. I haven't been there when COVID hit. I kind of stopped going, but I was going to Bellin once a month, and I would go into the. I was going to start dealing with kids, but I ended up going in and going into where people are about to check out from the hospital, and they'd give me a
check
list.
Check out from the hospital.
Yeah, they're
check
on. Out they're going to be out the next day, so they'd give me a list of people because they'd ask, you know, do you want to see a magician? And some people would say no, but they'd give me a list. Here's the room numbers, and I'd just go room to room and just share magic. And that was such a great thing because people were like, "Oh, this was great, man! I'm looking forward to getting out of here, and now I've got a little entertainment."
So she signed up to do this thing in Chicago, and they just wanted to put the kids at ease. You know, talk to the doctor because I mean, what 9-year-old, 7-year-old wants to be, you know, in a hospital with all these machines. Anyway, so she took this like class and it wasn't that long. And I don't want to, you know, say something about your industry, but so I was over at her apartment, you know, and she goes, "Dad, I'm doing some magic. I'm going to do some of that." And she did it. And I'm like, "Oh, do it again." She was really good in like two months of practice.
You know,
it was pretty cool.
Muhammad Ali, before his end, he took up magic. And, you know, with his Parkinson's and things, it actually helped him to get some focus.
Oh.
And
all
that. They said he was really good. Yeah, he's actually really good. So it does have a lot of benefits. And I know there are magicians within the guild, if you will, that work with hospitals specifically, especially children. And then they teach them magic. And then the kids have something to, sort of, you know,
very
to show
cool program.
Off.
Yeah. And really they had a chit. It was tough to get into it. I mean, you have to, you know, before they say, look, I forgot what the name of the program was. But it wasn't called Medicine and Magic, but something like that. But anyway, you got to qualify. And she took these classes and. Man, I mean, I would
very beneficial.
Forget the medical thing. Make a career doing that, you know. She was awesome.
So much fun,
anyway.
You know?
All right, so we're with the Melchors, who they are, and they've been a regular here on our show. Ben and Deanna Melchor from Bay Area Realty, and you know, real estate is something that's always going on and ebb and flow, and you read this, you read that, but You're the real deal here in Green Bay. We were talking about you yesterday at because you're doing some work for a company I work with. And you're just the real deal. I mean, you know the market. And I think you want to go with a realtor that knows the market, you know?
That's right.
Because all this stuff is like, oh, my sister's brother, sister, that'll be my brother, my brother-in-law or something like that. They don't know the market, especially sometimes they're from out of town. It's like, dude, I don't think so.
Yeah, you got to know the area. You got to work with somebody who knows the area. There's a lot of changes coming up, you know, with all the you know, pending settlements and things like that. So you need to work with somebody who knows how to navigate through kind of the unknown right now.
Right.
So there's a lot coming up and in probably future conversations. So
yep, definitely.
Yeah, definitely find a good realtor.
But, you know, they say, what's the best time to sell? I mean, right, it's... The best
right
thing to sell
now.
Is
now.
Right, and it is, right?
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, doesn't matter when you're talking.
It kind of has to do a little bit with, I'm going to make a tie here. It's a stretch to the Declaration of Independence. Once you decide to sell, which is your declaration, we decide to leave this country, we decide, you need to act on it, not just talk about it next year. Well, we talked about it on, you know, we're going to act on it. And I think the first thing to act on it is to call you.
Yeah, well,
or call a bank, or what do you do? Declutter. What's the first thing you should do?
Yes to all of that. Yes to all of it. So you know when you know we all know you start to have those initial conversations, like you want to, you're thinking about moving. We need something smaller. We need something larger. You maybe have some job changes and that are coming up in the future, and you start to think about putting your house for sale or starting to look for a house too. But if you've got a home to sell and you're starting to kind of have those initial thoughts that you might be, you know, moving within the year, immediately start decluttering, you know, even probably before you, you know, reach out to a realtor and a lender, because you aren't in that spot yet where you definitely know that this is the date I want to get my house on the market. Decluttering is huge. It doesn't matter whether you're in a really small home with not a lot of storage, which you've really got to clean out those closets, or whether you're in a luxury home and people expect things to be clean and organized.
Yeah. You know, I've heard you guys on the show before, and I know you've talked about something, and I think this is important too. Decluttering and all that can be overwhelming, you know, depending on who you are. But I like what you said in the past about pick a room, pick one closet, or pick one junk drawer, you know, pick something, and then don't overwhelm yourself. That's great stuff. Yeah.
Well, and that's, you know, we were kind of talking about it this morning too, kind of the same thing with, you know, decluttering is take it one thing at a time. Start with your clothes. You know, everybody goes through their clothes, but take everything out, clean that closet, clean the floor, clean the shelves while you have everything out. And then, you know, do that three bin thing where you keep some, you toss some, and you give some. And so really, if you haven't worn it, if you haven't used it for the year, get rid of it. Give it to somebody who will use it.
Yeah. If you don't use it in 6 months, get rid of it.
Yeah, right. There you go. Exactly. Yeah.
You got to take the
that season.
Well, you'd be throwing out all your parkas. You can't do that.
All my Christmas stuff would be gone.
There's no Christmas. Honey, where are the Christmas decorations? Hey, you said 6 months.
Yeah.
It's gone. So I think we give it a year. Give it a year.
Yes.
But then there's things that you can tag it, and if you don't use it, it takes not off, that kind of stuff. But you've been on here before. For talking to us about how to get your home ready. We're not interested in selling our home, although we are going to be renting it for the NFL draft. But anyway, my wife is, and I have a hard time getting rid of stuff. We sold our dining room table, not our dining room table, our eating area table. And I was so sad thinking of the conversations we had around there with the kids.
Yeah.
But we got a much better table, but I don't know. I could picture my dad sitting there. Just, we had a table for 20 years.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We don't need that big of a table anymore. Right. It's only the two of us. But we're having a party this Sunday, a bachelorette party. My daughter's best friend's getting married, and the party's at our house. And we're going to have
Do they need a magician?
You know what? What are you doing? It's 11:30. It's a brunch. But
it sounds like we're all invited.
No.
Yeah.
So it's not that many people, 24 people. But what we're doing is, and we're doing it on our third floor. You've been there, right? And it's got, and I'm setting the tables with, you've been to my house. I got a lot of sets of china. I just got, I don't know why, but so I'm setting the tables in china, and then we're giving the set of china to the bride.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, that's really nice. Very nice.
Well, that is going to end up at Goodwill.
Because you don't want it. That's in your gift pile.
Yeah. Might they need another set?
Our kids don't write.
No, we've got a couple. A
couple magic tricks. You want to trade it out for China?
My family's the same way. We do have several sort of collections that are sort of to accumulate. I'm like, am I going to give them to my granddaughter?
Right.
And she's going to get like 8 sets?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
My kids have no idea what's coming.
We did the walkthrough last year, and they don't want it.
Yeah.
And I respect that. And so we're going to, and if they give, I'd rather give it to somebody and then have them like throw it away, not in front of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, anyway, so that's what we're doing. So that decluttering, you don't have to wait to sell your house to do that. Mm-mm. I mean, that's just good advice for the mind.
Yeah,
absolutely. I remember those shows about hoarding and everything, and they thought, you know, that can get out of control.
We're all hoarders.
I know, we are.
If you've got a trail to get through your house, you know you got a problem.
I had watched a show, obviously, at one time, about turning your clothes inside out when you hang them up, so you know whether you wear it or not, because it'll be inside out. When we moved, in the back of my closet was like 4 or 5 shirts inside out with just dust on the top. So I'm like, okay.
That explains a lot of things.
I know.
That explains a lot of things.
I know. Clearly, I didn't go back to the next step and actually get rid of those at the end of that year. But
yeah, I have about 30 shirts that I never wear that I just can't throw away.
I know.
Get rid of. Give them.
There's always people who can use them.
There really are. And especially, but here in Green Bay, you know, we've got the haves and the have-nots. I mean, there's some people here who need that.
I have worked at a homeless shelter before.
Right. I've seen you there. And we also, Mana for Life, some of the students have student closets now, you know, that kids can go and pick out cooler clothes that they, so there are a lot of good things going on for that. How's the market? I read that there's going to be another development, some more apartments.
Yeah.
And I take comfort in that, thinking that if it's kind of seniors, it's just going to free up some inventory. And we still lack inventory.
We lack.
And that's our biggest issue right now is the inventory.
Yeah,
for sure.
Honestly, if you look at the map, if you pull up a map of Green Bay and look at only the active homes with no offers, oh my God, there's just a handful, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Just a handful.
Yeah.
Wow. It's crazy.
Yeah. It is. We definitely need inventory. I think, you know, it's such a crazy year with everything going on and kind of the market the way that it is. We've got the presidential election, which everybody kind of.
You think people are talking about that?
There's a couple of murmurs.
I prefer to talk about my golf game.
We're not going to talk about politics on this show.
No. My God. But there's just a lot
there's
going
some funny
on.
Stuff
yeah.
out there.
Oh, there. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's a good time to be a comedian. I guess there's so much material out there.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I just and then. This, these yeah. cartoons and just oh god.
Yeah.
It's
this year's going to be big for comedy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy comedy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
There's some.
I think SNL is just waiting. They're just
waiting. I can't
wait
for that. I think we're going to. They have too many commercials, but I think I want to tape it or something, whatever people do.
Yeah.
You know, one of the funniest things was I saw it was a picture. You remember the claymation things from back
then?
They had that Heat Miser and the Mr. Freeze or whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
They had those two
the
side
Burger
by
Meister,
side,
Meister
and it was
Burger.
Like, is this the debate? Who are we looking at here?
But it's going to be. You know, you talk about politics, and we are going to elect someone, in November, and that does have some history with interest rates. And we talked about should you wait? I think interest rates are high enough right now. But then again, you know, you talk to somebody just not much older than me, but say, oh, they used to be 18%, 16%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, from a historic perspective, interest rates are still good.
We should, quit our complaining, right?
Well,
right.
When we bought our first home, I think our loan was at 8.25, and it had just come down. So we were, you know, super happy with that. Yeah. So
back in the 70s, double digits.
Yeah.
That's
it
crazy.
Is. You know, interest rates fluctuate, and I know we've said that before. Home prices, they always kind of tick up. You know, they can be stable for a while, but they're going to tick up. So you can always refinance. So if you have a home that you, or if you're thinking about moving, buying, selling, do it. You can always refinance when those rates go back down because they do. They fluctuate more so than the home prices are going to.
Yeah. So I want to talk about when someone wants to sell and choose a realtor. And, you know, I mean, God bless you, but there's a lot of realtors out there.
Yep.
Oh, there is.
You know?
Yeah.
There are a lot.
And I've taking the test and the broker's test, and I maybe it should be a little more difficult. I don't know how you thin out the crowd, but I think finances alone thins out the crowd because only a handful of you guys do that. We're going to talk about and what to really look for in a realtor and how you check all the boxes.
Absolutely.
We're going to be right back. This is Gizmo and the Mayor. We are here with the Melcors from Bay Area Realty. We'll be right back.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
President John F. Kennedy once said, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty." This message made possible by Guarantee Closing and Title Service. Guarantee Closing and Title Service with 9 locations throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Call 920-385-4779. 920-385-4779.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right, welcome back to Gizmo and the Mayor. Johnny's on vacation, and we are here with two of our favorite people in Green Bay, Ben and Deanna Melcor from Bay Area Realty. And we're talking about just real estate. When's a good time to sell? And as Deanna said, you know, now.
Yeah.
And it is, if you made the declaration, get it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Independence.
If you made the day, you don't. Do you think you guys should come up with a marketing piece that says that, you know, because when people to decide to sell your house is a big deal. Sell your house is a big deal, but to decide to sell. So maybe you need to come up with a marketing piece that starts out, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve, you know, like we did with the Declaration of Independence,
to
dissolve their ownership of this property. You know, we'll use that, and then. Don't list the grievances, list the reasons that how good it is, the property, and then we can hand that Declaration of Independence to the new buyer.
That's right. We're going to do that in a different sense.
But making the decision to sell, I think a lot of people, their hesitation is, what do I do now?
Yeah. I mean, like we said, you know, when you first start thinking about it, you know, start getting your home ready, little room at a time, scan those papers. That's another thing that takes up so much space is that office space. Scan those papers, but reach out, you know, do your research on a realtor, find a good one, find one that's going to market your home. We always say make it magazine worthy. So you want to find somebody who, no matter what your price point is, you want professional photos, you want those virtual tours, the option to potentially stage your house if it needs it, some pops of color. So find a realtor that's going to do that and not overcharge you for it. Don't add anything on to do those things.
I like what you guys said one time about a realtor can come in and see the littlest of things.
Oh, the little nuances.
Like, you don't like that for 20 years. I never really looked at it.
Right.
You know? And those little things mean a lot to buyers.
Well, and we have them in our house. Like when we moved, you just get used to looking over those things. You just, it's part of your home. You don't think anything of it. And you
like the bottle of rum chata, D?
Yeah. Not in our house.
We saw a real estate picture the other day with a bottle of rum chata on there.
Yeah.
Table.
But I think.
Must have been stressful. Cheers. Yeah, that's right.
Like you said, Deanna, whether you're selling or not, and eventually you are going to sell your house, right? I mean, I would think everyone's going to. But to get in the habit of decluttering, and you talked about the three buckets, right? The keep, the throwaway, and the giveaway. I would hope the biggest bucket is the giveaway because you really feel good. Even if you give, like, you know, like we talked about going down to Mana and giving them some clothes, which they need, or... we still have some little kids' clothes
now,
but Freedom House, right? I mean, they take care of families. You know, we at the new community shelter take care of adults, but and you know, people need to have nice clothes. So there's giveaway appliances too. I've not that I'm, but I had two food slicers. You don't really need you don't a lot need of to. People a lot of people don't need one. No, but I like foods, but I couldn't.
I feel
the
like
price
you're
was
Kramer,
so,
like with the meat
no,
slice.
No, I do that. Yeah. Oh, well, that yes, about uncured meats. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, Kramer did that.
Yeah.
That's what I have. Yeah. I like those. And my dad always had one, and I had one. It was a good one. But then I saw another one, and the price was like, I had to buy it. So I did, which was stupid. But you can give that away. So I gave it to my brother. I did give it away. Sure. I just want to say, and I felt really good about it, and he liked it. So I wish I could do that with about 1,000 other things I have.
Yeah. I should follow that up. Once you get your home completely decluttered, purchase wisely.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Think about every purchase.
You know?
Yeah. That's true. You know, we, as Americans, we do. We just buy. When we see a good deal, when it's this, you know, thing that we think that we want. And
new and improved.
Yeah.
But that's why birthdays are tough for
but then
some
we don't
people
get rid
because
of the other
you don't know what to get them because they always just get what they want when they
need
it.
Oh, they do.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, it's not that expensive, some of the stuff. You know, you look at that and you think, oh, my God, you know, I used to pay. Some of the stuff has gone down. Everybody's like, oh, inflation and stuff. Things have gone up, but there's some things that have gone down in price too. Yeah. And
are you justifying the meat slicer?
Both of them. Both of them.
There is something to be said about giving things away, though.
No, I love it. I do.
You know, being charitable and all that.
It's
charitability is a good thing. I mean, I give away, I guess, a lot of my time over
you do?
The course of a year. I do a lot of magic for assisted living facilities and things like that, and it's very rewarding.
It is.
You know, the appreciation factor is very high.
Definitely.
Yeah, it all feels good, whether it's stuff people can use from your home, money, time, whatever it is, if you can give it away to somebody who, appreciates it and probably needs it more than you, there's no better feeling.
You know, I mean, as we navigate life, I mean, your needs change as we evolve through life.
Yep.
And other people are going through what you had just been through. So why not share the love?
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Those things you're not going to use anymore.
Man. So the 4th of July is coming up. What do the Melcors do?
Well, first of all, it's getting super exciting around here downtown.
Oh, right.
I mean, they are
it's happening.
The pod is
the
dropped.
The buzz is here,
and,
right?
Yeah,
they're already
things
setting
are being
up
cleaned.
The barriers.
Yeah, they're putting out garbage cans today. It's going to be fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
A lot of water skiing, though, for you, right?
No.
Ben?
No, not a lot of water skiing for me. Yeah.
And that with the back end?
No,
not with that.
You know, Ben, I just want to tell you, I was thinking about that, and you had mentioned that we were talking, and a friend of mine had back surgery.
Okay.
I asked another friend of mine, I said, how's she doing? And, you know, mind you, I want to age myself here, but in the 80s, you know, it was a different time to grow up. And they said, you know, she's in rehab. I'm like, oh man, that too?
Yeah.
Like, I'm into the area of alcohol, cocaine. Because I've had a couple brothers that do rehab. I thought, really? She went to that? But it's like, no, she's at Rana. She's doing fine. I'm like, oh, okay. I felt better. So anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta broaden my mind a little bit more. That
right?
Rehab can be more than just
it can.
Betty Ford, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, honestly, we don't spend a whole lot of time apart, but we will for the 4th. So I'm driving out with our oldest and his girlfriend out to Portland, Oregon. They're moving.
Oh,
so,
nice.
I'm gonna be going.
Awesome community.
Traveling. Yeah.
Awesome community.
That's right. I've never been out.
Oh.
There. The only place out west we've been is California a couple of times. So
outdoors.
This is new for me.
Those people in Portland love Portland. And they're outdoors, camping, hiking. They do it all out there.
Yeah.
My nephew lives out
Oregon.
There.
And
I used to call it Oregon, but it's Oregon.
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 Okay.
Oregon.
Yeah. It's Portland.
Good to know. Good
it's
to know.
Portland. And then if you go out to closer to the ocean, the seaside, there's some beautiful places in Oregon. Oregon.
We don't know now. Now I'm really confused.
Around Portland. So anyway, well, have fun out there. Drive safe. That's going to be fun.
You guys have a great 4th too.
And then you're just chilling here, Ben.
I'm just chilling. Yeah, just me and the dog.
And
pretty
much.
That's fun.
Yeah. I happen to like those weekends.
Yeah, those are good weekends for sure.
All right. Well, have a happy 4th. Thanks for the giving that you do for this community. I mean, you guys are just good people and
great information.
It is. You guys are knowledgeable realtors. You're local and you know what you're talking about. So, Ben and Deanna Melcor, Bay Area Realty, give them a call if you're even thinking of selling your home or buying a home because it's a great place to start. We're going to be right back with Gizmo and the Mayor on our pre-4th of July celebration. We'll be right back.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep. He can't hang around.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a special reading of Sinclair Lewis's It Can't Happen Here, coming to the Waukesha Public Library, and public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.